855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
That's right. We are completely alive here in the Free Talk Live studios this Sunday evening. You can call and talk about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE.
We're usually undead on Sundays.
Right.
Brains.
Topic. So the topic for this evening, at least is, to start with, is?
Well, this is going to shock you guys. I know you're really surprised about this. You believe that the American people think that the government has the consent of the governed, right?
No.
Well, me too. Yeah, it's not going to shock probably anyone who's listening, but there's a new poll that's come out saying that over 80% of Americans, 83% to be exact, disapprove of Congress.
17% of Americans approve of Congress?
Well, maybe some of those are neutral. But 83% say they're actively, you know, doing a bad job.
Maybe the other 17% are like, what's Congress?
Who's
maybe.
Congress?
Yeah.
I don't really care what those Canadians do.
Yeah, so...
It really is fascinating how uninformed some people are. When you do so, the man on the street, there's this guy, Mark Dice, I believe.
Yes.
And I think he goes a little over the top when he does them sometimes, somewhat over the top. But he does some interesting man on the streets and gets some people to agree to some really dumb stuff.
Yeah, I remember, I don't know if this was him, but I remember seeing one where the interviewer basically went up to people on the street and asked them, so, you know, do you support Obama's, this is like during the last presidential election, do you support Romney's, you know, support of Planned Parenthood or something like he would switch the
right,
name,
yeah.
So and take a position that didn't apply to one of the candidates and put the other one's name on it, and they would say, oh, yeah, if Romney says it, I agree, you know, like no matter what it was, basically, or, oh, I disagree, no matter what it was.
Howard Stern did this with, he sent out one of his interviewers during the 2008 campaign and interviewed black people specifically about Obama, trying to point out that that black people supported Obama because of his color. And I certainly think that some black people and some white people supported Obama because of his color, and I think that
some white people supported whoever McCain
against,
because of his color too.
Yeah. Well, because of Obama's color.
Yeah, I guess so.
They probably would have taken anybody who looked more Caucasian. But yeah, it's absolutely true, right? I think it's just,
yeah. You know, some people are racist. Not all people, but some people.
And it's not just racism, but it's making decisions based on race, too. Prejudice,
yeah.
I guess, is the terminology. And I think it's, I suppose it's culturally interesting that he was the first African-American president, right? So there you go. Let's take Dave in Youngstown, Ohio. Listen to LRN.FM. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, last Sunday I called about 9 o'clock and was asking about intelligence and liberty movement, and then led us into Myers-Briggs. You might remember that. That went till the end of the show.
Yeah, that was a great topic.
One of the things that I didn't mention last week was one of the things that kind of got me to ask the question was the story about the police department that would not hire cops who got too high a score on the test.
This was definitely New London, Connecticut, I believe. Their police department took it all the way to the Supreme Court or the Circuit Court or something like that. And basically they won the right to hire dum-dums.
That's basically it.
Cops that were of average intelligence on down, that they didn't want police officers that were too intelligent.
Right. Well, I want to kind of extend the topic from last week. At the very end of the show, Mark, you said, made a comment, it was in the last minute, as a matter of fact. You said, this society rewards creativity, but it stifles it at the same time. It rewards it, but it doesn't foster it.
Yeah.
And this reminded me of a story which kind of, not a story, but an item that kind of leads out of the Myers-Briggs into some other things. Have you guys ever heard of what they call cultural creatives?
No,
I don't think so.
Tell me about that.
Okay, you can look that up on on Wikipedia and a whole lot of other things. It was the title of a book that came out about 2000, and it basically talks about how a small percentage of the people are leading the changes in society.
So I've heard a term called influencers in some other book. Mm. I mean, it's always a book, and they always come up with some term to describe these groups. But I think that it's clear that a small group of people, or I guess group isn't the right term, that a small percentage of people leads society generally.
That certainly seems to be the case with Bitcoin, with what's going on right now.
Just generally, if you look at every...
Any trend, yeah.
Any trend that the early adopters try it.
A lot of this has to do with trends. Just from the Wikipedia article, I always go to Wikipedia because it's got a lot of, you know, pertinent things in it. The authors of the study introduced the term cultural creatives to describe a large segment in Western society that has recently developed beyond the standard paradigm of modernists or progressives versus traditionalists or conservatives. And they have a list of things which, if you apply 10 of these to yourself, you're considered a cultural creative, and
ooh,
so forth.
I'm instantly interested in I'm one of those.
It's a top 10 list? I love
top
10 lists.
No. There's 19 things on the list.
All right.
And if you can apply 10 of these to yourself, then you are considered a cultural creative. And
I wonder how much of this is like a zodiac, symbols. When they always give these descriptions of people, and
it sounds a little more scientific than that.
Everybody thinks that they're those things. Go ahead.
Some of them would not apply to liberty people in general.
Okay.
For instance, one of the things is a willingness to pay higher taxes or spend more money for goods if that money went to improving the environment.
Well, I'm willing to pay more money for goods in order to improve the environment. I am of the opinion the government is the worst organization to pay that to.
Right. Well, this is specifically higher taxes. And, of course, this came out like 12 years ago or 13 years ago. So you might want to adjust these a little bit. But on the other hand, another thing that's on the list is volunteer with one or more good causes. And I know a lot of liberty people do that.
Yeah.
And if you are unhappy with the left and right in politics, this just doesn't make sense to you. If you're concerned with big business and the means they use to generate profits, including destroying the environments and exploiting poor countries. If you are unlikely to overspend or be in heavy debt, and there's a whole list of them here.
It sounds like the list leans left, though, right? Like they're sort of saying
you have to look down the list and really see what's there. Like I said, it's the Wikipedia article on the cultural creatives. Now, there are a couple of other things that also came to mind at the time. There's been some... we often talk about individual articles, individual things that are happening in the world, and we tend to focus too much on just the story. One of the things that also came up in the past week was the story about the two people who were doing online searches for pressure cooker bombs and backpacks.
Right.
And
how to build a bomb.
Right. Well, see, this is what has been focused on. What I would like to look at is, how did they get caught? And it's because of an employer who was actually looking at the various searches the people were doing,
right,
turned them over to the police and so forth. And this leads me to believe that all of this is not just the individual things, it's not government against the people. It leads back to the culture wars that they've been talking about for many years now. And that, of course, led me to the cultural creatives, who's doing the leading and following, and the Myers-Briggs, and I believe it was the Guardians, who would basically take control of the way things are, you know, if the government's fine or not. Mm. And all of these things kind of worked in together, so I'm kind of extending last week's discussion.
Yeah, that
sounds
really
like the music coming up.
Yeah. Do you have more to say, Dave?
One or two other things.
Okay, hold the line then. 855 450.
Building a thesis here.
Three, apparently. Yeah. It's 450-3733.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face.
I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-453.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've actually got Dave calling in from Youngstown talking about cultural creatives, people that create the culture, I guess. And it's very interesting because we all know there's these prime movers in society, people that come up with ideas and change the way we all think over time. It's just interesting who they are and what do they think like. And talk about it in here in just a second.
Yeah, well, I want to talk to you about Squarespace.com. Now, if you are wanting a website, or if you already have a website and you're just looking for someone maybe to host it better, or you want easier tools, or you want better support, check out Squarespace.com. I mean, they offer you 24/7 support with your website that you design. And if you haven't designed one yet, again, very, very easy to set up. I mean, just insanely easy. And you get beautiful websites. It's not just simple websites like if you went, you know, I know there's some
This web isn't providers. Free webs here.
Yeah, yeah. There's some web providers out there. I remember GeoCities where, you get some, you get a nice-looking text website, I guess. But, no, we're talking about gorgeous, literally award-winning websites that they offer. And they have plans to start at $8 a month. And you can use...
You can have a website and all the features, that you know, this beautiful website, and they even have shopping carts, and plans start at $8 a month.
Yeah, they start at $8 a month.
That's a lot less rent than opening a retail store. And
it's a lot less than paying a web designer to make a site that looks like that from scratch with a shopping cart integrated. I mean, it's really a huge time saver and money saver.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, if you already have a website, you can import into them. And this is a company, I've told the story before, this is a company that made sure that when their server rooms are getting flooded during the terrible storm in New York City, that they were bailing out their servers with buckets to make sure that you didn't lose, that their users didn't lose any information.
Just dedication.
Absolute dedication. Use the code FTL7. You can get 10% off of whatever order you decide to go with. If you go with a year, you get a free domain name with the registration, which is really, really handy. So check it out, squarespace.com.
Awesome. Well, let's go back to Dave in Youngstown. Dave, you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Just want to mention another thing or two. A lot of people have actually brought up the point that a company called Hadoop had actually did all this data mining stuff ahead of time. The NSA used Hadoop programs, but all that software was already out there. It was being used by companies that do data mining, a lot of websites, any of the sponsors of websites. Now, they can mine information, and they get a lot of it in. This was done not at the request of the government, but for private enterprise. It's just that the government eventually used some of that software to do what they wanted to. And this brings me back to
oftentimes, private enterprise disturbs me less that... You know, some companies trying to, some company like Walmart or, you pick your company,
sure.
Is trying to get my information than it does when the government does it.
But you notice that they both say the same thing. We will not use your information for blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, they won't get into it too far. Now, what I would like to have, is a lot of private individuals who are, developing things like software that they will refuse to allow the government to use and will provide it to others who can use it to best advantage, things like people in the liberty movement. If you ever looked at the Lenco, the people do the Bearcat on their homepage, they said, we sell only to military and law enforcement.
Yeah,
they
won't
sell that to
that.
Anybody else.
And I'd love to see one that won't sell it to the cops and law enforcement and military.
They won't sell their... Basically, it's an armored vehicle with a bunch of little ports to stick guns out of to anybody but law enforcement and the military.
Yeah, it would have to be some equivalent, because most of us don't want to use violence, but it'd have to be that equivalent type of aggressive...
I don't think it would necessarily... your baseline Bearcat is essentially a very nice armored truck. You can get an armored truck. I assume you can get an armored truck on eBay. Brian?
Yes.
eBay.
you can get bulletproof armored vehicles for around $40,000.
You probably can get a used one for even less than that,
into this?
I would think. Yeah,
but you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? They'll sell only to the military and law enforcement. We need somebody else who will sell to everyone else.
I think it's happening. There are certainly liberty-oriented organizations that are intending to only sell to individuals and not to governmental agencies and other agencies.
Well, you know, interestingly, on the software side, like David was mentioning software, that's a pretty good argument for using closed source software, because if it's open source software, anybody can, you know, use it and anybody can look at the code. As to where if it's closed source, then not everybody can, and you have control of where this, you know, where this baby goes. Kind of like Microsoft does with Windows.
Has the government ever used open source software? I mean, is that their MO? It would seem like...
No, normally they don't, but I could see that where they would.
They would probably spend $1 billion hiring somebody to make the same software as is open source,
right?
Because it's closed source.
Right, but the only way you could... Go ahead, David.
Actually, in many cases, for instance, in cryptography, very often the government will say, okay, we're going to hold a competition. Who can give us good cryptography? We need a new algorithm for doing our stuff. And
right.
A lot of that is done by private organizations who are looking just for the name. I think one of the ones was done by a mathematics instructor or a professor at one of the universities. And he submitted his algorithm, and the government eventually picked it up and used it. Now, why didn't he do that ahead of time and not even tell the government about it?
Yeah.
You know? Right. Yeah, no, that's a solid point. But I mean, really, the only way you could keep the government from using a piece of software, in my opinion, would be to... I mean, and that wouldn't, like, completely keep them from it. They could crack it just like normal people crack software, you know, every day. But yeah, it would have to be closed source. But I honestly love the idea. I mean, I really do.
All right, all I have. I mean, it's a lot to take in, but I wanted to continue and extend it from last week. Right,
yeah, I really love those ideas you brought up. That was really interesting.
Thanks so much. I think that the idea of people that create these cultural creatives, he's using this terminology, or influencers or whatever, this is fascinating stuff, because we all learned in school that the American Revolution was a revolution of a minority.
I didn't learn that, but I learned it on Free Talk Live later, yeah.
Okay, I learned in school, and they were certainly very specific about it.
Maybe they told me, but I didn't pay attention very much in government history class.
A third of people supported the revolution, a third of people supported the monarchy, and a third of people really didn't care one way or the other. And
it's a big thing to be indifferent about.
Well, let's consider that nationalism wasn't really a concept back then. Yeah, you know, the king's in charge, he does what the hell he wants, and, you know, he's as wicked as he wants to be or as good as he wants to be, and, you know, there's always going to be sycophants that slobber for him because they know that there's benefits to that, but most people just didn't care one way or the other. They considered these people to be evil criminals that were in charge, and so it doesn't really matter nationalism didn't really exist at that time. It didn't really begin to the beginning of the 20th century.
I might have supported the monarchy back then.
855 453 Free Talk Live.
Only because you wanted to be the monarch.
There's a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A 2-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The 2-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450, and it spells out the word free. Here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. Stephanie, we were got an interesting call here in the last segment, but before that we were talking about 85% of Americans apparently... they don't think Congress is so great.
83%, but 85 is probably within the margin of error.
Okay.
Yeah, so from RT, record-breaking numbers of Americans have lost support for Congress, according to a survey. I don't know if it's record-breaking. I mean, it's probably been around that level for quite a while. I don't remember a time when a lot of people really liked what Congress was doing.
No, I disagree.
Really?
I really do. Congress has always been lower than the president because Congress is kind of faceless. It's difficult to like them. But the... you're a little younger than I am.
Sure.
I guess I'm the oldest guy on Free Talk Live. You're the one of the youngest on Free Talk Live. And I guess I remember other things. There was a time when, you go back a little bit, the housing market was booming. Everybody's getting rich. All you had to do was buy yourself a house. You're getting rich. Mm. Before that, the terrorists are coming. We all have to run to mommy government in order to be safe. You got to fly an American flag on the side of your car to show what kind of good American you are.
Well, I'm not 5 years old. I remember that.
I understand. I understand. I'm not trying to belittle you. I'm just saying that, you know, that it gives you a certain level of experience. Then you go back a little, I guess, a perspective, not even experience necessarily. You go back a little further, things... The economy was the best under Clinton as it's ever been in my life.
Yes.
And... essentially, the better people's lives are, the smarter the politicians are in their minds. And
I'm sure the politicians are loving that, being able to claim credit for when people's lives are going well, when the economy's good,
right,
or whatever.
Basically what they're doing when the economy's doing well, they're messing things up less.
Yeah, or they're covering up their mess up with like an injection of cash, you know, with a bailout or whatever. Yeah, but anyway, so
the last time that we really had a financial situation that was like this was essentially Carter's America in the mid-70s.
That's, I was going to ask about that with the 70s. I mean, because when you look at, like, Ronald Reagan with his, you know, inauguration speeches and all that, they were all very anti-government. And that obviously resonated with people. Because, I mean, he got in, and everybody, you know, you hear it all the time on radio.
No, they just liked him because he was an actor.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, but, I mean, they're all actors anyway. I wonder, you know, what were the numbers back then?
We could pull up that data, and maybe we can do that, you know, coming up here, but...
There wasn't the internet back then, so people didn't get an opportunity to hear the dissatisfaction on the same level.
Yeah. Right.
At this point, dissatisfaction is, to some extent, it's momentum. Mm-hmm. If I'm dissatisfied and I say to you, I'm dissatisfied with the government, you say you're dissatisfied, I'm like, wow, that makes my dissatisfaction seem more relevant. And then you talk to Brian and his dissatisfaction, and he tells, you know, as we hear more dissatisfaction, it snowballs into this sort of large snowball of dissatisfaction. And at this point, you currently have 17% of people that have not said that they find
they disapprove of Congress.
Disapprove.
83% disapprove.
Right.
17% at least do not disapprove.
10% of those people essentially work for the government, or, you know, have a close family member who works for the government.
Yeah.
So, you know, what percentage of people, and then the rest are in comas, either they're on life support systems or something. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, the vast majority of Americans at this point, we have more.
Or maybe they're afraid to answer a poll that says they disapprove. Like, they're so scared that they can't even say I disapprove.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame them there. But, you know, I wonder, I would love it if the question went a little further. It's like, so what do we do about it? And,
well, it did, actually.
Okay.
57% said that they would replace every member of Congress if they could.
Yeah, see, it would have been so much better if they said, yeah, we're just going to, this government thing, just chalk it up with the opposable thumb is a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't think that was an option on the poll.
Yeah.
So usually it's not.
I ended up taking one of these phone polls. They come through my house every once in a while, and I don't know why.
Because you have a landline?
I had a little time. I have a business line, actually. I don't have a home line. But anyway, I got, you know, somebody asked me some questions, and I had a little time, so I answered their questions. And I really couldn't answer the questions the way they were phrased. Should the government do something about such and such? Do you want to see something done about such and such?
Mm.
Well, I do want to see something done about it, but I know that if I answer that I want something done about it, I know who you're going to send out to do something about it, and those people are dangerous, stupid, and crazy.
They're really framing the question there in a very specific way.
Absolutely. So, you know, the lady asking the questions found it frustrating that she couldn't ask me questions I could answer, and I found it frustrating that all of her questions, like, it's her job to ask the questions the way they're asked.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how to answer your questions.
Have you gotten another one of those calls since then? They probably took you off the list. This one's a libertarian. This one's a troublemaker.
Yeah, even the libertarians, you know, just the sort of libertarian I was at one point, I could have answered these questions, but I can't do it anymore. It's really impossible, because all the solutions I have for these problems are free people acting in a free market, as opposed to whatever solutions people are going to come up with. All their solutions have to do with stopping people from doing things, and that's not, I'm talking about offering alternatives.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just the biggest headline. You know, 83% disapprove of Congress. 57% would replace every member of Congress if they could. That's pretty, you know, as mainstream politics goes, that's pretty radical, I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, a lot of people would say, you know, we hear a lot, because we talk about alternatives to the conventional, you know, left-right political system. We hear a lot, well, like, we need to throw the bums out. And usually we hear that from kind of newbies or people who are just getting into the maybe finding out about Liberty for the first couple of years.
I don't think it's a terrible idea that if you're going to cast a vote, to just simply cast votes against every incumbent that's out there. But the sad truth is that it's unlikely to do any good. 90-something, and I don't know, and I bet you, I'd be willing to bet it's in the high 90s, percent of incumbents get reelected.
Yes, that's right. So you have less than a 1 in 20 chance that the incumbent is going
to
lose.
And as time goes by, I begin to believe less and less that it matters which person you, which party it is that's even in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because, with this NSA scandal, I have gone full bore conspiracy theorist on this thing. If they've got these people, if they've got politicians... private information, their dalliances, bank accounts. They know where the bodies are buried. They know what the secrets. And politicians, don't they seem like people that are more likely to have dirty little secrets?
Absolutely.
And more likely to try to hide those dirty little secrets?
Ted Kennedy.
Not dead.
Where are my pants? Jesus.
And once you know these things about enough politicians, 20% of them, how many votes are swayed by 20%? If you could change the vote 20% one way or the other, at that point, if you know where 20% of the bodies are buried on these politicians, you can make them do anything you want. You play the fife and they dance. And that's the end of that story.
Yeah.
So,
I would say it's just the political. So even if the NSA didn't have that power, which they do, and it's a huge concern.
NSA. Maybe they're selling that information to some shadowy group I'm not familiar with.
Sure. Yeah, so somebody has that information.
Somebody does.
but even if they didn't, I mean, you could make the argument, and it's a good case, that just the political system itself, is not conducive to making any kind of meaningful change, to benefiting the ordinary person, to electing, quote, representation that actually fulfills this dream that people seem to have that you're taught in government school about, they represent the people and it's a representative democracy and it's fair and balanced, and that is BS.
You could only teach that to somebody who has so little life experience, life experience as a high schooler, and lives with their parents, because nobody else is going to believe that dumb crap that these people...
Well, they got to get them early.
That the government represents you.
Well, I would love to replace every member of Congress, but I would go a step further and say, let's replace them with nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's replace them with empty chairs.
Well, we know what happens when you've got them there. We have that.
Yeah. Let's try something different.
855 453. You got any solutions for this Congress problem? 855 453.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about it. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. I want to tell you real quick about BitcoinStore.com. At BitcoinStore.com, you can get more than... hundreds of thousands of items there available for bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online currency. They're an international currency that allow you to have complete control of your money. No government has any control of them. And you can send and receive money around the world quickly and for virtually no cost or negligible cost, depending on how you want to do it. You can have a negligible cost if you want to send it a little faster. So it's fascinating. Go to BitcoinStore.com if you're looking for any kind of electronics, be it flat-screen TVs or desktops or laptops or tablets, whatever you might need. They've got it. But they only sell in Bitcoin at BitcoinStore.com. Speaking of Bitcoins, we've got an interesting story on Tor coming up in, here in the next hour. But, Stephanie, you've got some sort of shocking statistics from a new poll here, among them being that 83% of Americans disapprove of the performance of Congress. That's a very strong statement. That's not even that doesn't even count the people that said, "Oh no."
Yes, that's true. And almost 60% said that they would replace every single member of Congress if they could.
I wish that. I wonder about that statement, though. I don't believe them.
Yeah, because somebody keeps voting for the incumbents, right?
Either the elections are fixed, and I'm not quite prepared to believe that every election is fixed in the United States, or somebody keeps voting in these dumb incumbents. And it's not that, it's basically fear, because, you know, you vote for the party you vote for, not because you like the party you vote for, but because you dislike the other party more.
Well, yeah, or because they don't see any good choice to vote for, and they're like, well, I recognize that guy's name, so I guess I'll vote for him.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of it is. I mean, it's the ads, and the ads all say, well, he did this, 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 and this, and a new person usually didn't do much, you know, at least in what can be put in an ad and on a political strata. And so I think people just, when voting time comes, you know, it's like some Christians, you know, they're Christians on Sunday, but the rest of the week they're just like everybody else. I don't know.
So they're Election Day Democrats or Republicans?
Yeah, I mean, you know, wasn't this happening with Bush, too, where they were, like, everybody hated the Iraq war, and he had, this terrible, you know, rating at the time, and then yet he, you know, people still get voted in, and they just keep going with the, you know, with the flow of everything, and no one says anything after that. It's all, the mass psychology just seems to shift, constantly. Sways back and forth. It'll be 85% or 82%, 83%. Well, I mean, which is exciting, but at the same time, I mean, you know, come election day, I bet that'll change.
The psychology of voting doesn't really matter for the average person, though. It really only matters in a few states for a few swing voters.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they can, these polling people, these people have it down to the counties. They're concerned with certain counties.
Yeah.
Right.
And they know exactly who to go after to try to
vote. Yeah. They absolutely do. Here in New Hampshire, if you're in Hillsborough County, you get a lot more calls than you do if you live in the county I live in, which is Cheshire County.
Hmm.
So you get pounded a lot more during the First of the Nation primaries, and that's it. You know, if you're in California, I mean, you could vote Republican if you want to for president, but no one cares.
Yeah, if you're in Massachusetts, you can do the same thing, but it's not going to make a hill of beans worth a difference.
Right? Go in, cast your ballot. It doesn't make a bit of difference. But if you're in Ohio, they're going to hit the average person listening to me right now doesn't know what it's like to be pounded with these ads from television and radio and the internet. I mean, to the extent that these people...
Do you think some people like that? Like, do they feel popular? Like, ooh, they want my vote.
My vote's important.
Yeah.
Here in New Hampshire, it's practically a sport, being first in the nation.
Yeah.
And, you know, New Hampshireites, they'll say things like, well, I haven't made my decision yet.
You're so important. Yeah, I know.
Really? You've been getting these ads for months and you don't know who you're going to vote for yet? Well, you're either lying or you're dumb.
Well, don't most people make up their minds on the day of the polling and stuff like that?
I don't know if they should be voting at all.
Yeah, they base it on whether they see a sign at their polling place and things like that. Isn't that what Ian says? I don't know if that's really true,
okay,
but
so
I've heard it.
There's different psychology that goes into different levels of voting, too. People have an opinion on the presidential race before they walk in. I mean, they may be stuck on the tines of a decision, but they have a position. And whereas when you're talking about city council, most of these people have no clue who you're talking about here.
Mm.
And they'll see a name and they'll be like, oh, well, my grandfather was French. I'll vote for the French name. I'm not kidding you. They do things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever gone in and voted and just kind of been like, oh, yeah, whatever? I don't know. I mean,
no, I haven't voted very much in my life.
Yeah.
I voted in like one election and then I became a conscientious non-voter.
I remember one particular election that I was in, and it was before I was probably what people would consider pretty well educated on politics.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the local level, I just didn't know anything. And if it wasn't a Republican, it was a nonpartisan race. What do I do? Who do I vote for? Oh, here's a name I recognize.
Yeah.
And wow, so if you did it, then, you know, it's got to be pretty bad.
I mean, when I voted in New York, New York has an actual conservative party. And years ago, I mean, when I considered myself of that bent, I just always voted that. Didn't really matter what they said or anything.
Wow.
Let's go to Adam calling in from Baltimore. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, everyone. I got a philosophical question for you guys.
Oh, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live.
let's say if the question is, if you rob someone who owes you money, and let's say you bring enough change so that what you take from them is the exact amount that they owe you, is it still considered theft or stealing?
I think it's a very difficult situation. So what do you mean by owe?
I'm sorry, what?
What do you mean by owe? I mean, if you had set up terms with somebody, and how far are they behind in their terms, and like there's all kinds of variables in this. If it's a situation where they said they were going to pay you back in a week, and but I think threatening violence is a real problem. But what if you
But then you're kind of using force to extract restitution for fraud. So, yeah, I mean, do you see that?
It depends on how they went about doing it.
Right? Sure.
You know, if you loan them money and they're just like, I'm never going to pay you back, that's kind of like stealing.
Yeah.
You know?
Or if you give them money and they are under the impression that it's a gift, and then later you're like, hey, give me that money back. And they're like, no, I thought it was a gift. I spent it, right?
Right. So there's all kinds of confusion that goes into it. Or they've got, they want to pay you back, but they just can't. And they have one valuable possession, their mother's wedding band or something like that. And then you're going to come in and take that from them?
Hey, well, let me tell you my situation. It's I did work for somebody. I had a written agreement. And this person is posting pictures on Facebook where they're buying new stuff, like bling bling, and they owe me money. So what do you think?
Wow, how much do they owe you?
Well, the one person owes me, it's actually multiple people who are doing this, but Facebook, you know, has opened up the floodgates for, you know, us to be able to pry into people's lives.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, one person owes me $300, the other person owes me $400. And the bills are piling up on my end. You know, I got stuff to pay for myself. I owe people money that I thought, you know, months ago I was going to be able to pay them. And it creates a problem.
I try to go get in front of them, like in real life in front of them, and say, look, I really need this money, and I see you buying things on Facebook, and it makes me feel like you've got the money to pay me, and I'd really like to get paid. The best
And we had a written agreement. Here's our written agreement. Remember when you signed this?
Yep, I need that money. That would be the thing I would do. Under no circumstances would I do anything that might be considered illegal for $300 or $400.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, it doesn't sound like it's worth it to beat somebody up over $300, right?
No, I mean, I would beat them up, I would just...
You're saying philosophical?
I would repossess my money. Or, you know, repossess my service fee.
There's a lot of ways you could go about that. But, yeah, I mean, did you try talking to them at all?
No, yeah. I've talked to them. I've embarrassed them.
How did you embarrass? Did you comment on the photo of their bling bling and say, hey, that's really great, but you owe me $300?
Pretty much.
How did they respond to that?
Well, I've told my friends to not lend them money or to, you know, people that they know. I've contacted them and, you know, pretty much any way that doesn't involve the court process that I've tried.
Has there been any response on that?
Hate.
What's hate?
Okay. Oh, hate. Yeah. I see.
Thanks for the call, Adam.
Sorry. Yeah, that's a frustrating situation.
Yeah, I don't...
It's hard when you loan people money.
Philosophy matters if you're in jail. 855-453.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.